The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Look, we're not here at the moment, so we thought we'd do something special for the people, Jim.
Yes, we are on holidays in radio land, but podcast land doesn't stop.
No.
So you're going to hear some all different types of things, including this, which I have in front of me, a little sheet of some of the stuff that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Jimmy's favourite breaks.
Are you actually going to pick these?
God,
no. No, I was about to say, because after this is Nate's favourite breaks, and I shan't be picking mine.
Oh, you're not going to pick yours
either?
No,
God, no. No, so, I couldn't care less.
Well, I think there was a meeting with the team, and I was like, at least Nate will pick his. You like to be across things.
Yeah, but I'm on holidays. They know what we liked. I hope. enjoy Jimmy's favorite bits.
And if you're like, wow, Jimmy liked this? No, I didn't pick it. The team picked it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I can't even think of anything.
Well, you don't like anything, you do.
This is the Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath, I don't know if you've seen this, but a photographer has shared the weird and wacky names he has come across while taking children's school pictures here in Australia.
They'd see that all, because they've got to get all the details, don't they?
Yeah, and they don't just go to one school.
Yeah.
They're going to like multiple schools.
They do heaps. And it's all like, sit on these silver seats, put your hands on your knees.
And they have a list and they go, so you are Sarah from 6B. Yeah.
Little Johnny, stop bringing out the sneaky nut. We don't. You did that last year.
So Johnny and Sarah, they're not there.
Okay.
Some of the names I'm going to read out to you that this person found weird. X Xavian, that's X hyphen Z-A-V-I-A-N.
No, expelled.
Victoria.
Yeah, that's nice.
V-I-C-K-T-O-R-I-A-H.
What? That's got to be a mistake.
Alyssa.
Yeah.
Alyssa. I as in E-Y-E, S-A-Y-A-H.
E-Y-E. Eliza.
Eliza. Or maybe it's Eliza. I'm just reading up the list.
Yeah.
Drift.
Drift? Just like Tokyo?
Yeah. I had Jerry's brothers on the list as well. One of my favourites on this list, though, is Jared.
Oh, yeah, because he's an odd cat. Yeah. I mean, our producer Jared. The spelling, remind everybody how your name's spelt, Jared.
J-A-R-R-Y-D. Yeah. But I honestly think this
wrong.
Is a setup.
Why?
Because how could Jared be in that list in comparison with some of these other names?
Yeah, no, there's also Marvelous.
Marvelous? Marvelous creations.
I think Brooke has thrown my name in here.
Oh, yeah, she's done it.
Right, okay.
I promise you, I'm not that smart. I think it's the spelling of it, maybe.
It's J-A-R-R-O-D.
Or Jarrod. That's not as bad as yours. Yours is fine.
So, look, Nath, what I thought I'd do with the team, so I've got the team involved,
sure.
Is I've asked each member of the team to give you a name.
Uh-huh.
So there, we've got it here. Audio Bones has cut it up. Mm-hmm. So you're going to hear the team give you a name, and then you need to decide, is this a real name? Is this someone?
So they know.
They know this real name person?
Okay.
Or they've made it up?
All right. Well, Digital Kira's first. So this is Digital Kira's either real or fake name. I've got to guess. Here we go.
Hey, it's Digital Kira, and the name I have for you is Shady.
Shady.
Slim? First name Slim?
It's the Eminem.
Yeah. Shady.
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 He's a bit shady.
Is that a real name?
I'm going to say it's real.
Shady is indeed a real first name, government name. It was on his license, his passport. He was born Shady. And fun fact, he was actually our firework connection when I was a child, and we wanted to blow things up on New Year's Eve. Yeah. Firework guy named Shady.
Sorry, questioning just over your parenting.
He was Shady was our firework connect.
Yeah.
Shock like a gangster from New York.
Shock me Shady had fireworks. Yes, of course he did. Shady fella, didn't he? Digital Kira.
Hypothetically, allegedly, he also was the travel agent for the Egyptian mafia.
What is going on? How are you still here?
Yes.
What is going on?
That's maybe the good parenting.
Yeah,
all right, who we got next?
Executive producer Brooke.
Hey, it's producer Bruce, and I've got a cousin named Respucia.
No, you don't. You don't have a cousin called
Respucia.
You are full of shit. No way.
Just kidding. I'm sure people are called Respucia, but we're not Russian.
Not Russian. Russian, get out of here.
Yeah. Russian, have this segment over.
All right, that's two from me. All right, let's go. Audio Bones.
Hey, it's Audio Bones here. When I was studying screen and media at TAFE, I had a guy in my class called Link, as in a web link. L-I-N-K.
I've heard of Link as a name. I've heard of Link. There's a guy named Prison Break.
Lincoln, though.
Yeah, Michael's brother
was
is Link.
Yeah. It wasn't Link.
Yeah, but he used to go, Link!
Yeah, but
Michael.
That's a nickname. These are names.
Yeah, Link. Yeah, Link, short for Lincoln.
Respucian!
Rizzy, what are you doing? Get over him. Yeah, I reckon that's real.
Real.
I reckon Link's real.
Yes, it's in fact true. His name was Link. Is he the missing Link? Is he a web link? Is he a link to another world? We shall never know.
Oh, Link Africa. I'm three from three.
All right, this is to go four from four. This is producer Jared.
Hello, it's producer Jay. There was a kid in my primary school whose name was Christopher Cross. So Chris Cross for short.
I like that. I also like Jared's hello, like Roz from Monsters, Inc.
Anytime he asks him to do anything, what do you want?
Chris Cross. I want to say that's true. Christopher Cross.
So this is from four from four.
This is four from four. I'm going to say Chris Cross is true. Yes, that existed.
So me and Chris Cross never met. Because he does not exist in my life. Chris Cross, I'm sure you're out there and your name is beautiful.
Unlike your name, Jared. J-A-R-R-Y-D.
Why'd they name you that?
This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, I'm absolutely loving this. I don't know if you've seen any of this online, but the there's a Willy Wonka experience that was so bad, police were called, and children were screaming and crying.
How do you get Willy Wonka wrong?
Well,
Timothy Chalamet. That's a-
You nearly did. That was the seal laugh. That was the seal laugh.
I got myself there. Good,
yeah, good gear. So what happened was there was all this stuff online of this Willy Wonka experience for kids, but it was all AI generated.
Oh.
So whoever was running this sham typed in like Willy Wonka experience, like so it looked beautiful. There were colours and chocolates.
But no
and,
photos of what they actually had
But it was all like. Like AI generated sure, stuff, and it was like, come along.
Like when they show you a picture of a like an apartment block before it's been built.
The CGI version. And it was like, you know, come down 35. And look, it looked great. Mm. But I'm showing you the photos of what it actually looked like.
So this is actually it.
So one of the things
is
a small printout, just not that doesn't even fit the wall.
That lady in the middle looks like she's making drugs on Breaking Bad.
Yeah, that looks like she's cooking meth.
Yeah. What's going on there?
Look at her face.
What is going on?
So there's like Oompa Loompa, which is not Oompa Loompa. She's a fully grown woman.
Yeah.
Just sad. Oh. Just sad. And then down the bottom here, there's just like fake, like they're not even real stuff. This is just in an empty warehouse.
It just
you
looks
see
like,
the roof.
Yeah, like before. Crappy plastic. Looks like it's been ripped from like a school play. Like little, is that like a, so it's supposed to be a candy cane?
Yeah, it's an
And
absolute...
then there's like a, it looks like a bed sheet hung up on a wall.
And like, apparently, no one was enthused to be there. So imagine these kids going, I think they're going to Willy Wonka, and they're just screaming, crying. Hey, mommy, what's wrong with the Oompa Loompa?
Look at Augustus Gloop selling.
Hey, kids, you want to buy some candy balls? Look, people are absolutely jibbed here. And Nath, unfortunately, getting jibbed. It's a common occurrence.
I hate being jibbed.
And right now, I'd like to open Jim's Jibs.
Hey, you, yeah. Would you like a limited edition Rolex watch?
Why is it a W instead of an R?
Oh, it's a limited edition.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to Jim's Jibs.
Yes. 30, there's a little kick in there, doesn't it?
Sort of short like a, welcome to Jim's Jibs.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
13, 10, 60 Australia, when were you jibbed? Well, you know, maybe it was an online purchase.
Yeah,
you went, I want to buy this.
That's a classic one, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sharon, Shazza. Hello, Shaz.
Hey. How you going, boys?
Yeah, good, mate. Welcome to Jim's Jibs. When were you jibbed?
Just recently with Taylor Swift tickets.
Oh, what happened,
Sharon?
Did
you go to Taylor Swift? She was nowhere near as good.
Oh, well, I still would have liked to have gone, but it cost me $750.
What?
And what, for not real tickets?
For not going at all, yeah.
Oh no, Sharon. How did they get you? How did they jib you?
Well, it was through a mutual colleague at work, and she made a messenger chat, and we was chatting and stuff, and I paid for the tickets, and then the little cow didn't come through with the tickets.
The little cow? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, look, I'm being nice.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be so. I'd be saying another word that starts with C, Sharon. Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have bought tickets from a cow, you know, I mean, then.
No, yeah, I know. Yeah. She didn't even have a bell on the bitch. I mean, the cow.
Didn't even have a bell on the bitch.
That's one of the great lines. Can we turn that into a T-shirt, please?
Oh, that's so good.
Bitch needs a bell. Oh, that's great. Lukey, hello.
How you going, boys?
Good, bro.
Good, mate.
When were you jibbed, Luke?
It was a few years ago now. It's pretty extreme jibbing. A good mate of mine at the time stole one of my old IDs and started two phone accounts in my name.
What?
Which cost me, we've got to sort it out, but it was $5,000 worth of debt there.
Did you say phone accounts?
Yeah, yeah.
In your name?
Yeah.
Jeez.
$5,000 worth. So would you have to go to police, Luke?
Yeah, I got it all sorted through the police and took a lot of ringing, cross-checking numbers and figuring out who it was that actually started these phone accounts because I had no idea it was gone.
Jeez. How do you get hold of your old IDs?
I was just sitting in one of my drawers and he just ran to my house and he just grabbed it out of my drawer.
What a weirdo.
It's kind of weird.
You don't know what's in my drawers.
No, I know what's in your drawers, Luke.
Oh, you mongrel.
A couple of big 12 inches, huh? But they bloody vibrate. Yeah,
I'll tell you what, though. They weren't gym, but they're ribbed. Taylor, hi.
Gym for your pleasure.
Hi.
Sorry, Taylor. We're getting carried away, mate.
You've got to...
Mine honestly doesn't seem as bad as everyone else's at the moment, so...
Yeah, it is.
What happened, Taylor?
What happened, Taylor?
I ordered a gaming chair online. One of the real, like, the fancy ones, the recliner ones that have, like, the massage stuff all through it, was around about $600.
Yeah.
And all that showed up was the wheel.
A wheel? The wheel of what? Of the chair?
The wheel of the chair.
So, what, you paid $600 for a wheel?
Yep.
And what did you get the chair in the end?
No.
Did you have a really good time?
Hey, it helped replace the wheel on my new one, so... Technically, got somewhat good.
Yeah.
So wait, so you had to pay another $600 for another chair?
No, they just ghosted me. Wouldn't respond. Wouldn't answer emails.
So you never heard anything from them. You just got a wheel.
Yep. Just got a wheel.
Wow.
And the support team just ignored me.
Yeah.
It's not very wheelie good of them, is it? It's wheelie sad.
Really good it's not
wheelie
good at all.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
I want to ask now on 131060. I want to speak to ladies of Australia.
Sure.
What do you do to your partner? And
sexually. Because no. We're looking for ideas. And we're... I'm running
and
out.
We're looking at a spacey thing. We're looking for some spacey meals. No, what do you do to your partner in terms of, like, picking at them or doing something?
Like grooming them like a dog.
Or doing something that, like, they're not really that into. Like, I feel like this is a common thing. So yeah. I will ask you, Nath, what Meg does to you.
Sure.
But it is on the socials, at Jimmy and Nath. You can go to the Instagram story. And my partner, Charlotte, last night was waxing my nose, which I'm told is good for, like, the blackheads.
Waxing the outside of it, not like, the inside hairs.
No, the outside.
Oh, apparently you got no hair there.
Well, apparently I have fine hairs.
Like a strawberry.
They are fine, baby. They're so fat.
Am I barking?
Like a salt strawberry nose.
Strawberry nose.
A little strawberry nose. Yeah, come here and give me a little kiss.
Oh, mate, if I have a few drinks, I get strawberry nose.
You do a French kiss, it's a strawberry kiss. Nicky Webster's here.
So I got these, apparently I got a little furry nose, but also it's black.
Don't say good. You don't have a fairy nose.
I don't know, mate.
People are going to think you're bloody an animal gorilla man. You don't have a fairy
don't
nose.
Don't go to the socials. Just imagine
it's a gorilla man.
So I'm 7 foot with my fairy nose.
Wang out.
And you wonder why no one goes to work showers anymore. Oh, fairy nose is there.
It's the only thing that's fairy enough, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, it is fair.
So, yeah, she did that. That was a first. I've never had that done before. Have you had the nose wax
No,
before?
Never had no, the nose wax. I've had nose hairs removed from inside my nose by Meg.
I don't let her do that. What she does, though, is if I ever have a pimple, that's hers.
Oh, that's a given from Meg. Popped. That's a given from Meg. She'll sense it. Like, I'll be getting
she
out of the shower.
She knows it before I'm coming.
Yeah, like, honestly, she'll sense it. Like, I'll get out of the shower and she'll be, like, watching Netflix and you'll just hear this. And I go, what? All of a sudden, she's got little fingers in there.
Well, Charlotte, what are you doing? She'll go to hug me and she'll be like, come here. Like,
she knows what she's doing. That's a move.
And then she'll get into the one on my back.
And they're strong.
It hurts.
These little people.
She also, if you get any hair in a weird spot, yeah. Random hair, that's going.
Loves that.
That's getting picked out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No chance.
Sometimes Meg will just trim my eyebrows.
Oh, she, well, with what? Yeah, the scissors?
Scissors. Sharp snip. Objects. Blade. Hedge trimmer.
At a restaurant.
I'll be
you guys got any steak knives?
I'll be asleep and I'll just hear this.
Yeah, I'll be like snoozing or asleep and Charlotte will just look at me and go, that one hair in your eyebrows too, that's coming out.
Just constantly groomed. Yeah. And it's good.
You know the monkeys you see at the zoo and they're like.
Yeah. They're just constantly grooming us. Eating bits of crumbs off us.
Charlotte told me she got a video game, she thinks, from Macca's when she was a kid.
Mm.
And it was a game where you're a monkey and you had to groom other monkeys.
I do not remember that.
I do not remember that.
That was a bit after our time.
I was like, is that where you got it from?
I got like a yo-yo.
I got Age of Empires in the new...
Yeah, but not in the Macca's toy.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I mean,
when I was a kid, Macca's toys were toys.
Yeah, exactly. Plastic. You got it. There's not. I don't even know if they're there anymore.
Look, 131060 Australia. Give us a call, ladies Australia. What do you do to your partner or fellas if you want to call? What is your partner?
I feel like the grooming thing's a big thing.
Is it something like? Because I'm not really into it, but she loves it.
Yeah,
so I do it because she loves it.
Ladies Australia, 131060. What do you do to your partner often without their permission?
Yeah,
or you'll just do it when they're not paying attention. It doesn't have to be some sort of grooming thing. Another thing my partner does is she'll just throw up my clothes. They will just be thrown out.
Yeah, you don't get a choice.
There's no discussion.
There's no discussion.
So essentially, what do you do to your partner where there's no discussion? They don't have a say in the matter. You just do it.
Oh, you know another one.
Mm.
Charlotte will just wear my clothes.
Yeah, no, Meg does that too.
But like, it might be like
a makeup shirt.
Well, it might be a nice shirt that I want to wear out. And she's like, no, it's my bedtime shirt now.
No, Meg does it when she's had a shower and she's doing a makeup and her hair. And I'll come out, she's got one of my nice shirts on. She goes, it's not a nice shirt. I'm going, okay. 131060.
That's my nice one. Jared, what do you do? Are you doing something to Jeremy? Does Jeremy do something to you?
No.
No.
Nothing.
Thanks, Jared, if you head out.
No, so same sex relationship. You guys are just sitting there holding each other's willies, having a beer, watching the footy.
Wasn't he saying to you something about the quality of your skin at the moment? Wasn't he having a go at you?
Oh, yeah, he was. But yeah, the only thing I will get Jeremy to do for me is I will get him to apply my, like, skincare routine sometimes if I'm not bothered enough.
You are the biggest diva ever.
Like, I can get home from, like, a big day at work or a big night, and I'm like, can you
like,
can you
cucumbers
just
on your eyes. No. It's giving you I was about to say it's giving you a facial, but I mean, no.
That comes before.
Literally, Jared!
That's funny.
Oh, God. That's how funny.
Jeez, I hope
is.
The camera was working it on you then, Jared.
I know. Well, anyway.
You can stay here. Well done.
Stay here. Here. Brendo. Hello, mate. Brendo.
Hello.
Brendo.
Yeah.
Hey. Hello.
Shouldn't have got Jared to stay here. Then you're back out on the phone.
Brendo, what does your partner do to you?
So she'll randomly pick out my white beard hairs.
Your white beard? How many are we talking? Are you Santa Claus or is it a bit of self pepper?
It'll be the odd one that pops up and she'll pounce at it.
She just
out of nowhere.
Right. And how is she? Because, see, sometimes my partner, you know, she'll rip out eyebrow hair. She loves getting hairs out.
Yeah.
But she's not great. She's not great with it. So sometimes it'll take a few goes. Does your partner get them out straight away?
Absolutely. No. It takes a few goes.
Yeah. See, and it just, the pain keeps going.
Yeah, it does.
It does. It hangs around.
Yeah. Have you given that feedback to say maybe don't do that?
Oh, no, I have. She'll do it anyway.
No.
I didn't like the nose thing yesterday.
No.
I just got told.
But, hey, your nose looks good. I'm still super hairy.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had a nose. 7 foot, wang out, fuzzy nose.
Fuzzy Wuzzy.
Got you Fuzzy Wuzzy, dude.
Oh, hello, Isabella.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Is it something your partner does to you, something you do to your partner?
Something I do to my partner.
What do you do?
I will notice that he has a dry spot on his face and he gets put into a full-blown facial.
Right.
And then I will see that his toenails are going a little bit long and I say, okay, time for a pedicure.
Right, so he'll be doing... So you're doing all the... When you say full-blown facial, are you just a bit of moisturiser on the spot or are you doing like full-on massage?
Exfoliation.
Full-on massage, exfoliation, yep. And he just has to sit through it and the only thing that... I would just put Rick and Morty on. He's happy. He'll be like, okay, I have to sit through this.
Yeah, Rick and Morty.
I'm a pickle, Morty. Morty, I'm a pickle. And you're a beautiful boy.
Yeah, you are. Just
this and sorry. Yeah,
anyway. Yeah. Well, no, do you want a follow-up question?
I just can't, like, because when you're getting a facial done, you can't really watch things, you know what I mean?
No, anyway. I know, but clearly he doesn't. What she's trying to say is he doesn't have a choice.
No, that's what we're learning.
Hello, Cara.
Hello.
What do you do to your partner? What does your partner do to you?
Oh, I pluck his eyebrows.
Yeah, see, my partner does his too.
Do you? Why do you like it, Cara?
It's very close to the eye, and I'm very nervous about it, Cara.
Oh, it's not just the eyebrow part though. Like it's also the mono. So like if it's getting a little bit long in between and if you can't stand the pain, I'd get the scissors and chop it quite close to the skin so that it doesn't look so bad.
Cara, do you, if you don't mind me asking, what's the size difference between you and your partner? Because my partner comes at me like a spider monkey, right? And she will I can't get it away from me, right? So Meg,
she's strong, she's got real good grip.
And she's strong and she just latches on, right, with her feet, right? So she's airborne now. She just goes, and she has these tweezers, right? And she's ding, ding, ding. And like within the space of 10 seconds, the hair's gone and she's disappeared. Like it happens so fast. Do you, what's your process?
Mostly I pin him down while he's lying in
the bed.
This
is the thing. You guys are so aggressive.
It's not sexual at all. It's
no,
just
it's far
very
from
much
it.
Pinning him down and getting it done in the bedroom.
No, that sounded sick, it's not sexual because you're coming at us with a sharp object.
We're not. We're scared.
We are. We're so scared. We are. Thank you, Cara. Is it Tane or Tane?
Tane.
Tane. Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, yourself.
Good, bro. What does your partner do to you?
She will always insist and always succeed in popping my pimples whenever one appears.
Right. So does she see them sometimes before you see them, Tane?
Yes, she does. And if I do notice them come on, I will try and hide them as best as I can before she does find them and, just like before, pins me down and I don't have a choice.
It's like a sixth sense, isn't it? Because the pimple one, this is a big one that Jim and I find as well. Like, I'll be getting out of the shower and you hear the pitter-patter and it's like they can smell it.
I, for one, hate popping pimples, but she loves it. I hate the feeling of it. I hate seeing it, but...
I could never pop my own. I couldn't pop someone else's. Pop my own.
Me neither.
It's just, and Tane, have you had, so she does the same thing. Like she'll just spider monkey you, pin you down.
Yeah.
And just.
Or it's that or guilt trip, so.
Guilt trip?
How does she guilt trip you?
Oh, you know, she'll feel bad if I don't let her.
I'll break up with you. Let me pop that.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff. Nath, I went to the beach yesterday and I noticed something.
You do have a nice tan going.
Thank you. Yeah. It's nice to do breakfast and get out in the afternoon. We actually went for a run yesterday.
Oh, stop
it. A little swim in the ocean, laid by the beach. And
it's almost a triathlon, isn't it?
And then I got an e-bike home.
You jumped on a lime, did you?
Yeah. So, look, I did something yesterday, and I noticed it, I do this all the time because I've been going to the beach recently with my partner, Charlotte, my roommate, Josh, my mum, even Sue. You, me, and Sue went to the beach the other day.
Yeah, we went. It was nice. There was a bit of time it was just me and her out in the oceans.
Yeah, and mum fell over, and a bathing suit came down.
Oh,
and
no. I had you to saw it. Helped her up and
her
held
SSBs.
Her breast. And I was trying to help her, the poor girl.
Poor thing. It was a bit rough out there. But look, there's something that I do, and I am a little bit worried that I am the only one that does this.
Okay.
Because I'd love to give a little peek
behind the curtains.
So Nathan and I usually text each other. We usually sort of talk about the day before. We don't say too much of what we want to do on this show, but we just text each other.
Little ideas.
Yeah. I literally just text and said, I went to the beach yesterday and I noticed something.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Great.
Then I did ask the team. I told them what I want to ask because I want to ask on 13 10 60, what way do you lay your towel?
Okay.
So I asked this to the team. This is yesterday. Didn't hear anything.
Well,
I get in this morning.
Yeah.
And we have a little pre-show meeting and everyone's talking about the show and stuff. And every single member of the team said they had no idea what I was talking about.
Me included.
Yeah.
Well, because when you said, which way do you lay your towel? I understood that, but then it was the next bit.
Yeah.
The two options you provided didn't make sense to me.
So my options were, do you lay it towards the beach? So your towel is facing the water.
Yes.
So whether you're laying forward, your head's at the water, or whether you're laying backwards and your feet are at the water, but your towel
is facing the water.
If it was an arrow, it was pointing at the water.
Yes.
Right? So.
Which surely everybody does.
Well, this is the thing. So I go to the beach yesterday. Everyone's facing the water.
Uh-huh.
But it was late in the afternoon.
Okay.
It's like 4 or 5. So the sun was setting. So it's over in the distance and it's sort of low on a different angle. So if I was to face the beach, the sun would only be sort of hitting my arm. There would be a whole half of me that's
Yeah, but see,
the darkness.
The other option that you're providing, this is what I think is confusing me and the team, is how do you face your towel towards the sun? So, are you putting yourself on an angle? Like, are you building sand behind you?
No.
Like sundial?
Instead of pointing your towel at the water,
yeah,
you point it at the sun. So if it was an arrow, it would be facing the direction of the sun.
I don't know what you mean.
All right, I'm going to show you today's newspaper.
Okay, yeah.
So you're the water.
Okay, right? I'm the water.
This is a tower. It's a rectangle, right?
Yeah.
And that big snowflake over there,
yeah,
that's the sun.
Uh-huh.
So your options are you face
the
it
water
at you, right?
Uh-huh.
That's a tower. Long ways.
Yep.
So the long way, the long side of the tower,
sure,
towards you, the water.
Got you.
Or do you face the long side of the tower towards the sun?
Okay, now I understand. But this theory only works for people who go to the beach where the sun is not, like, in the main part of the sky. Like, it only works when the sun is either just setting or just rising.
Yeah, I don't
so you're limiting yourself to those kind of beach goers.
I don't want to explain to you the sun. And I didn't think when I woke up this morning I'd explain the sun on the show. But the sun is only directly above you at midday.
Yeah.
So even 11 and 1, it's moving towards a different direction. So if this was my towel, right, it's slowly spinning towards the sun. It's not there or there. They're not the only options, right? So here's 12.
Yeah, but you're not going to move your towel like 10 centimetres.
Oh, I do!
What's wrong with you?
So, look, I want to ask 131060 Australia. I right now feel like a crazy person.
Yeah.
So I want to know if there's anyone else listening to this show
that
is like me, that moves the towel towards the direction of the sun. So you're not facing the water.
Sure.
As the sun moves, you go, I'm facing my towel towards the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we do take your phones, also, if I am an absolute crazy person, which could be the case here, 131060, I'm also happy.
Oh, phone's lit up.
I'm so happy for you to call and say, Jimmy, you are an idiot.
Yep.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'll also accept those. But before we do that, I want to play a little package. I did ask the team, again, Australia, please know, the team had no idea what I'm talking about.
Mm.
So I don't know what we're about to hear, but this is different members of the team talking about how they lay their towel.
Hello, producer Jared here. Now, I'm a bit controversial because I lay my beach towel in the bin because I would never step foot on a beach. I'm a ginger. How could you even expect me to lay in the sun for a long period of time? God, I hate you guys.
Hi, team. It's ex-producer Grace. I'll be honest, I'm a little bit confused by the question because I think I lay it towards the ocean, but also the sun is above you, so technically I'm laying towards the sun, but my feet are towards the ocean. If you need a quick answer, just say I go towards the ocean, but I'll be honest, I'm a little bit unsure.
I think it's simple, really. You put your towel perpendicular to the ocean. Do I know the exact definition of perpendicular? No, but it sounds right.
Producer Bruce here. As someone who hisses at the sun and legitimately has a sun allergy, the only place my towel is going is completely underneath an umbrella, absolutely out of the sun.
Hey, it's Audio Bones here. This might be a bit controversial, but I actually don't lie my towel down. No, I leave it folded in the wardrobe because I wouldn't be seen dead on a beach because of my pale British skin.
Good to know that nobody goes to the beach this team. All right, 131060.
Yeah, and great, Grace, the only one that does go to the beach, the bisexual of the team is like, sometimes it's the sun, sometimes it's the water.
Yeah,
I like both.
Can't decide, classic.
Decide.
131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now. What's your opinion on this? What way do you lay your towel, towards the ocean, towards the sun? Is Jimmy nuts? We'll accept all answers. 131060.
Or if I'm an idiot.
Alex, which side of the towel fence do you sit here?
Absolutely understand. It's towards the sun.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
Thank you, Alex.
Got a sun person. Good to know there's unhinged people out there, which is good. Sorry, you go on, Alex.
Yeah, I can't understand why you wouldn't. If you don't face your towel towards the sun, then your whole body's not getting the sun.
Yes.
It's kind of common sense.
Yeah, so yes, Alex, the sun was so low that if I laid my towel towards the water, it would have only been like hitting kind of like the side of my arm, whereas if I turned myself. Yes.
Alex, do you, when you do this, like Jimmy at the beach, and I'm assuming there's a small portion of you doing it, do you
notice that everyone else is at the ocean and people like you and me, Alex, we're facing the sun?
Yeah, exactly. All the people with common sense.
Thank you, Alex. I love you.
There you go.
I'm not alone.
There you go.
I thought I was alone in this world. And then people like Alex.
You're never alone,
they
mate.
They just make me believe.
You finally got someone you can go to the beach with, which is good.
Alex, I'll get your number after the show.
Alison, hi.
How are you going?
Alison, we're talking which way you lay your towel at the beach. Where are you thinking on this?
Come on, all you crazy people. It's facing the water to look at the water. That's why you go to the beach.
Yeah. And it's easy to get up because you don't need to turn your body around when you're walking towards
exactly.
the water, do you, Alison?
Sorry. You already... check out all the babes or the sexy guys and the abs when they're walking along the beach.
Well, I'd actually, okay.
That's true,
Alison,
actually.
I'll argue with you there then, right? If you're a beach facer, you said you're facing the ocean. You're facing the ocean. I can see all the people. That's what I'm facing.
No, see, no.
But the people all walk along the water.
They walk along the water.
Yeah, they walk along the water.
Dipping their toes in. You know?
You get to check them out, look at the water.
No, you're an idiot, Alison. I'm sorry.
Whoa. No, Alison, you're spot on. And how sexy are people when they're coming out of the water, you know, dripping wet, flicking their hair?
Yeah, exactly. Get to see it all.
Nah, you got to face the sun, mate.
What are you looking at?
It's the sun. You can see the sun anytime.
That's true. That is true.
No, I'm an idiot, Alison. It's true.
Tashia. Hi, Tashia.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Talk us through where you lay your towel at the beach.
I am a sun follower, and you are not crazy, Jimmy. My friends and I all do this. Okay. We follow the sun. Well, do you want an even tan?
Yes, that's the other thing, too. If you're
exactly.
laying... Yes.
Like, I want to keep rotating so I'm getting full sun on my full body. You have to do it.
So you treat yourself as a bit of a sundial then, Tashia?
Of course. Like the people that don't do it must be really pasty or I don't know.
So I'm
they
getting...
just don't care about their tan.
Tashia... just turned into everybody having a go at everyone else.
Tashia, the producers are telling me that 90% of everyone, is this true? 90% of everyone calling in said that they follow the sun with their towel. Yes?
Yeah, that's true. My friends and I all do it. We always have. We rotate every... I don't know, 15 to 20 minutes, depending on how quickly the sun is
moving. Where are these people?
I am not alone!
What beach are these people going to?
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
No, 131060, I want to ask now, what simple thing don't you know how to do?
Yeah, there's always one very easy thing that so many people can do, but you can't do it.
Or you know, it's a simple thing, but just that one time, maybe it was performance anxiety.
Or it went wrong.
Maybe you just forgot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that you do every day, an everyday thing, a very simple thing, you just,
forgot how to do it. Mm.
Now, look, last night, you might have heard us talking about it on the show. We had our Paradise Party.
Yeah, on the rooftop. Coterie performing. Congratulations to everybody who was there. We had about 200 people on the rooftop. Free food, free drink. Unreal. We're definitely going to do it again.
Yes. Not with Coterie in this
episode. No. I've got a name for it, but I don't know if I can say it.
I thought it was great. Probably can't say it yet.
You don't reckon I can say it? I've got a name for what I want to say.
Yeah, but there's people that wouldn't find it
funny. No, that's true. I find it quite funny.
I thought it was
funny. The team doesn't even know. Oh, do you know, Bruiser? Yeah. I can't say it though, can I?
Say it, but I did overhear you say it.
Yeah, but I can't say it on air. No, okay. No. Lynn's a great name.
Well, look, if you get a chance, I mean, listen to the show, but you know, we're going to get some ads in a sec. So you can go to the Instagram and watch it at Jimmy and Nath. Mm-hmm. I'm going to describe to you what happened, Australia. It's me, Jimmy. You can go watch it in a sec because it is something that you definitely have to see.
Yeah.
I will not be able to do it justice. Nath will not be able to do it justice.
Oh, terrific.
Just talking
terrific.
About it.
Yeah.
It's a car crash of a video.
It's honestly one of the worst things I've ever seen.
It is. I've given myself the ick.
Yeah. I called executive producer Bruiser this morning and said I might have to leave the show.
Yeah. I actually didn't even think about it. I thought about just not coming
in. If my
in today.
Co-host behaves like this and it's going to start, and I don't know if it's your age. I don't know what's going on.
Now, look, I got to sort of explain a little bit. So it's even more worse than what you think it is.
Mm.
So last night, I'm going to say what happened. Coterie, they were performing on the rooftop.
Yep.
At one stage, Nathan and I was standing outside,
this
little outside area. Now, we're doing that because we don't want to hog the area, the main stage.
No, of course. All these people have worked hard to win the Coterie Lottery.
To get in there. We should drew balls or anything. Mm. But there's people there. So we're like, anyway, the boys come out. They come outside. They get around Nath and I.
It was a live a cappella performance.
Yeah, they said, you know, get involved, fellas. And we did. And they started a clap.
Yep.
And I just am not clapping in time.
No. Before that, 200 people start clapping in time. Every single person at the party, me included, who notoriously can't keep time and is very rhythmically challenged and musically challenged and anything like that challenged, I managed to keep time.
Yeah, look, this is why it gets more embarrassing. So I'm not, there are 200, 300 people. all clapping in time, and I am not. Mm. I'm in the middle of it.
Oh, you're so far away from being in time.
Yes, and it's very embarrassing because, you know, the boys are looking at me, mainly Conrad, who's playing guitar, I think, and he has to stop me. Now, the reason this is so embarrassing, Australia, is I've hung stuff, shit, on Nath for years, not being able to drum, to clap, and have
many
no rhythm.
Years. We've come up with a fake band name called the Dropped Oranges because it sounds like that every time I use an instrument.
Yep. There's no rhythm there whatsoever. Mm. I've spoken about. I was in a band.
Oh, you'd have to bang on about it, don't you? You won a Triple J songwriting competition.
My band is Nate's wedding. Yeah. Nate bangs on his wedding. And I can play drums. You've seen me do that.
I've seen that, yeah.
I played drums one-handed for Nathan, our ex-old producer, whatever her name was.
Like G-Flip.
Because I had a go at G-Flip. Yeah. It's not that impressive to drum one-handed. I did that for whatever reason, the worst, I don't know
what
happened.
You hadn't even really had anything to drink.
No, because also we were drinking the day before the Super Bowl.
It's like you got performance failure.
I just don't even know what happened. And I was singing.
It was so embarrassing.
It was...
Like, normally, I'm used to it. It's water off a duck's back for me because I'm shit-ass at it. But I'm looking at you going, oh.
And so confidently, yeah. Which is worse. I'm not shyly.
It's like coming face.
I've lifted them into the sky and gone, look at this gift that I've been given.
It's like coming face to face with your idol and being like, oh, you're not that impressive. Geez, you talked it up.
I just don't get embarrassed. You know that. Mm. I do stuff all the time. Awful, stupid stuff. Mm. Stuff that we can't talk about in this radio show. Mm. But last night, I sat at bed and I had to have good, long, hard think about.
Oh, you should have. I hoped you did.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, I called Jimmy on the way home and I gave him a surf. I said, you represent a brand here.
Do what you've done. And I didn't think, I questioned everything, Australia. Mm. I didn't just want to quit the show. I wanted to quit Nath.
Mm.
I was about to walk away from this man. It's his wedding this weekend. Yep. I'm the best man. I'm giving a speech. I went, he deserves better than that. Well, Nath, what if I'm at your wedding?
Oh, you're not invited anymore. All right, 30, 10, 60.
Eagle Rock comes on, and instead of dropping my pants, I pull them higher.
No, you pull up another pair of pants. That's how bad you are. Should be wearing two pairs of pants. Yes, he is.
What am I? God. Who am I? I'm questioning everything.
Honestly.
I don't know who I am anymore.
I'll be tying your hands together so you can't try and clap.
30. I don't think I'm allowed to go to a party.
No, certainly with no music. No. 13, 10, 60.
No, don't even let me.
Jump on the phones right now. What simple thing do you not know how to do? Tanya, hello.
Hello, boys. How are you?
We're good, Tan. What simple thing can't you do?
I can't cook an egg.
Overrated.
That's what they're for, mate. Tanya, you can't cook an egg anyway.
Anyway, I can cook you a roast pork belly. I can cook you panna cotta. I can cook anything you want. But you ask me to cook an egg and I can't do it. I can't hard boil. I can't fry. I can't scramble. They just bamboozle me.
Tanya, are you at the stage now where you overthink it now every time that you do attempt to cook an egg? You can't do it.
I just don't do it anymore. I've given up. I've thrown my hands up. Yeah. I've just accepted the fact that I cannot cook an egg.
Yeah. I mean, bacon's fine.
Yeah.
Can you do bacon, Tanya?
Food of the gods, mate.
Food of the gods.
Yeah, amen. That's another amen. Can I get an amen, Tanya?
Amen.
Yeah, Tanya. Jessica, hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What simple thing can't you do, Jess?
I can't use a can opener, and it's to the point where I refuse to buy stuff that needs a can opener.
You know what, Jess? I'm going to defend you here. I find can openers, so confusing.
How do you get them on the little edge?
Because there's so many different types of can. I went down a can opener rabbit hole the other day. There's been so many different types of can openers. I don't actually understand how they work, right? Jess, tell me if you've ever done this. I've gone to the, and this is very dangerous and I don't encourage it at home, but I've got a sharp knife.
Oh, no.
Stabbed. That's what I do sometimes. Yeah. Especially when it breaks, if you've got the ones that you don't need the can opener and it's just you lift
the ring.
The tab.
Yeah,
the tab, and then it breaks. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stab the shit out of it. That's
cans. Cool. Get rid of them.
No, who needs them?
Who needs them?
Except our listeners. We love you guys up there.
Oh, cans, yeah. Townsville, all the Northern Queensland.
Those guys. Taylor, hello.
Hello.
Taylor, what simple thing can't you do?
I can't say specific.
Yeah, I was going to try and say it, but
specifically. No, specific. Or is there a Lee on the end, or we can't do either?
No, specific.
Can you say spaghetti?
Spaghetti.
Can you say Pacific?
Pacific.
Now say specific.
Specific.
Say, I had spaghetti in the Pacific.
I had spaghetti in the Pacific.
And now say specific.
Specific.
Yeah, you're broken. Good on you, Taylor.
Love you, Taller.
Shayna.
Swift, call the show.
I know.
You?
She's what, live, flying over the Pacific at the moment. Shane. Hello,
yeah,
Shane.
Lads, how you going?
Yeah, good, brother. What simple thing can't you do?
I can't cross my legs and sit on the ground.
What do you mean? Actually, like, I struggle with this.
On the ground.
Yeah, so like when I was younger, I actually broke my coccyx snowboarding overseas. So I'm also a school teacher, so half my job is on the ground. So I can't cross my legs. That's a squat. Next to the students all the time.
Do the students ever say anything? Like, have they noticed that you can't, like, sit down?
Well, they call me the rabbit sometimes because I'm literally on the ground. It's like squatting like a rabbit next to the students.
And Mr. Squat.
Actually, one day one of the kids just started copying me and I thought, that's what you do.
Oh, no, you're teaching young kids.
Oh, no, you're moulding the minds incorrectly, Shane.
I know. So I'm, like, trying to cross my legs on the ground. I'm just, like, squatting awkwardly next to... You know,
do you have to cross your legs, though? Can you just sit on the ground and have your legs
your knees
out?
Up, like your knees up. Yeah.
Well, I feel like that almost looks worse sometimes, especially next to students.
Yeah.
But you're trying to teach them to cross the legs, you know, for assembly or, you know, on the mat on the ground, and you're just squatting next to them looking like an awkward person.
Just get them all chairs, Shane. That's fine.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, well, I'm quite tall as well, so, you know.
Big freak.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Nath, I don't know if you saw this, but police have rushed to a scene where there was a large knife. Someone had a large knife.
Oh.
Yes, they ran to get there and they're like, oh, my God, this person has a large knife. He's in a hotel. And when they got there, it was just a Harry Potter fan holding a wand.
Oh, that's very wrong. Yeah. I mean, a wand doesn't even look like a knife.
Yeah, but a wand's more dangerous.
No, you're so right.
In the hands of the wrong wizard.
Dark magic roams these parts. I'm assuming your father taught you how to duel.
A local police constable posted.
What'd you call him?
Constable. posted a recount of the incident on the local police Facebook page saying, I attended a large hotel in Enderby this morning with a number of firearm officers following a report of a male inside near the lift carrying a large knife.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that's not a knife. This is a wand.
It's a wand.
Following inquiries, we quickly established that it was a Harry Potter fan with a wand.
That is so... And also, like, there's nothing illegal about carrying a knife.
No, you're so right.
You know what I mean? What about all the people who just carry knives around? You never know when you need to chop something.
You know, we're going to have to hook into a steak.
What if you're a chef?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think chefs walk around just...
No, they do. They walk around.
I need something to chop. Where are the carrots?
Someone
do
got
you want
any...
them julienne?
Some cucumbers around.
Chefs are going to love julienne.
I love julienne. She's a lovely lady.
She's lovely. Look, Nate, I thought it was a bit of fun. You know, this happens sometimes. No one was hurt. Everything's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bit of a mistaken identity. So I thought...
Oh, good. That's clever.
I thought we could play a new game.
On Jimmy and Nate, it's time to play a game. Was this a real police call? Or was it fake? Let's hear the stories from the team, yo. Is it 000 or is it 000?
No.
Not oh.
No.
Look, how this works. So this is a real thing that happened. Police got a call being like, hey, there's a bloke with a big knife
so
and a jacket.
The team are losing it at our Harry Potter gear out there.
You're welcome.
You enjoy that, do you, Jared? Some of the best gear.
Yeah. I've got different members of the team. I'm getting the team involved. Now, they're going to tell you a story.
Great.
You need to tell me, was this a real police call or not? First cab off the rank is Bruiser.
Hey guys, executive producer Bruce here. Were the police called because a 10-year-old didn't want to go to bed?
I mean, it would have to be the parents that would call, yes. Or did the kid call? Either one could call.
Yeah, no.
Because if the parents called, I mean, very irresponsible. Can you come and put my kid to sleep? But if the kid called, it's kind of like, my parents are
trying to put me to sleep.
And also, well done
it's
for the
mid-day.
Kid. I don't want to. I've already napped twice. Yes. I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to say that's a real one. Yeah.
That is true.
Oh, it's a real one. I can see it happening.
So although the child wasn't arrested, the police arrived and tucked him into bed.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. And the parents were arrested for allowing that happen. Waste of resources, guys.
Where's the age?
No, I don't think the age will take care of that. No, okay. That's your strike. It's you, the commission.
All right. And next, was this a real police call? It's from producer Jared.
Hello, it's producer Jared here. Now, did a lady call the police because her husband refused to turn off the air conditioning when they were going to bed?
I didn't know me called the police. She's actually.
Did you know?
She's threatened.
That's why they came and you got arrested.
I spent the night in the lockup.
And you're also in a cloak and you had a knife. Sorry, what? Yeah,
and also, funnily enough, that jail cell, very cool. Much cooler. Concrete walls.
Mm.
Again, I could see it happening because I live this every day when I never turn it off.
Yeah. Cause he live.
I'm gonna say not true though. Not true.
Yeah, well they're not true.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Jared's a liar.
Well, Jared is one of the great fibbers.
Yeah.
He's a huge fibber. Yeah.
You got two, you wanna keep going? You wanna go song? What do you wanna do?
No, keep going. Freaking smashing it.
Number three, Audio Bones.
Hello, it's Audio Bones here. Were the police called in Hobart because of two radio hosts twerking on the street in budgies?
Nah, mate, the coppers loved it when we did that.
it's fake. Nathan and I used to host breakfast down in Hobart, but we once did the nude swim, the salsa swim.
Yeah.
And the official Tasmanian police account.
The police were involved.
The police did tweet out and said that two white whales were seen. In the Derwent River, which were Nathan and I.
Yes.
But the police have been
I had a big breakfast. A
big white bottom.
Big white. My bottom was out. Yes. Three from three. All right. Let's
to go four from four.
Okay. Four from four. Digital Kira.
Hey, it's Digital Kira. Were the police called because a ninja crashed my dad's 40th birthday?
A ninja? Is that what she said?
A ninja.
A ninja
and
crashed.
And you did ask earlier, were any of these personal stories?
Yeah.
And so Kira has one, allegedly.
A ninja.
Where the police called because a ninja crashed her dad's 40th birthday.
Well, ninjas are known for, you know, being sneaky and deception, so not a very good ninja, you know, if he was caught.
Maybe it was a beginja.
Oh, beginja's luck. Party. I'm going to say, I don't know why I'm going to say it's true.
It is true.
Yeah, I don't know why.
So after a disturbance, an off-duty cop at the party went into the bushes. So there was something happening. What's going on over there? And then when he went in, a ninja with ginger hair, not Jared, threw a spear and ran away.
Threw a spear?
It was a ginger.
Ninjas don't use spears.
Well,
they've got nunchucks.
Wasn't a very good ninja.
Clearly. What's he doing? Javelin practice?
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, a Chinese marathon runner, famous for his chain smoking during official competitions, has been banned for 2 years.
2 years for chain smoking.
Yeah.
No, Gary. No, is his name Gary?
No, Gary. No. He's been banned for 2 years for uncivilised behaviour.
What was he doing?
Yes.
Plumes of smoke into people's face.
He was telling other competitors to eat his smoke.
Running past me.
So Chen Muxian, aka Uncle Chen, first made international headlines in 2022. And photos of him, you might have seen this old bloke, went viral on social media when the then 50-year-old was running with the bib, everything on, and he had a cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah.
This month, Uncle Chen was banned from participating in marathons in China for 2 years for smoking during the 2024 marathon on January 7th.
It's a bit hard. So smoking while he was running?
Yes.
Well, if he wants to do it. I mean, look, we don't encourage smoking on this show.
No,
right?
No.
But some of the great, John Daly.
Oh, you know, figure in his mouth.
John Daly would.
Back in the day, footy players at halftime. We'll be having Powerade,
forget the
mate.
Oranges.
I'd have a bloody
Sydney. Bring out the bloody Winnie Blues. Pat on the bum. Get back out there, boys.
I think I saw Merv Hughes bowl six balls once with a Siggy in his mouth.
Didn't once move.
Warnie?
Yeah.
One of the great smokers.
Yeah, exactly. Where do you think ashes came from? You know what I mean? From the smoking.
Because they left their cigarette near the stumps.
It just dropped it
and
down.
And the stumps burned down. No, the China's Athletic Association, the CAA, just said it's a bad look. Because they're trying to stop people from smoking, saying it, you know.
So when everyone's putting up on Weibo, like that.
Well, they just don't like seeing a 50-year-old bloke sucking down ciggies running a marathon looking fine.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's just, whereas all the cigarette companies are like, great marketing for us.
we're trying to outlaw cigarettes.
Yeah.
Going to fix the lungs. It's not good for you. Sure. And obviously it's not. But here he is. And he's going,
yeah, he's a walking billboard for, hey, it's fine, mate.
Helps me. So look, we have said, you know, smoking's bad. A former producer that worked on this show who remained nameless.
Heavily smoker.
Oh, just.
We called her the plume. We called her the plume.
Gassy.
Yeah, she was too, gassy.
From the cigarettes.
Yeah.
But we helped her quit. And not many people know this, but Nathan and I are great at helping people quit things. And we want to reopen our quitting school.
Okay, good morning, class. Welcome to quitting school. Now, who would like to say something they would like to quit first?
Yeah, miss, can I quit quitting school?
No, you can't! That's against the rules!
Jimmy and Nave's quitting school.
What are you going to drop the C-bomb?
You can't do that.
Can't
drop. Was that Jared? Is that you, Jared, or is that Audio Bones doing a voice?
Was that Jared participating?
Jared, you have a microphone.
Just wheel to it, mate. It's like 2 metres away.
It's half a metre away.
Was that you?
No.
It wasn't him.
It wasn't him. You know what? I'm going to have that microphone removed, and then you'll be... You know why? It's because producer Jared's got his hair down today, so he thinks he looks sexy,
you
which
know
he does.
Not,
he's
you know
beautiful.
Why he's not using his microphone? Because it's up his ass.
Yeah, it is. That's what that noise is.
Let's turn Jared's mic on. Hang on.
Yeah, it is too, Jared. God, he's...
Also, this sheet at the end of it says what happened at the wedding. Jeez, Jared's had a nightmare
What's
today.
What's going on with the help, mate?
Mate. Well,
you bring it. You've quite literally let your hair down today, haven't you?
You have. Anyway, so I'm asking what went down at the wedding.
Yes.
Very good help. It's hard to find.
Honestly. No, so I'm asking 131060, what do you need to quit?
Yeah, anything.
Maybe you need to quit your job, like producer Jared.
Yeah, maybe there's a bad habit that you're doing you want to quit. Maybe it's smoking, vaping.
Smoking. Maybe you need to, you know, quit a... Quit a friendship group. Yeah, they're not good.
Oh,
you want new friends.
Bad influences.
Yeah. Quit a relationship.
Yeah.
Need a breakup.
Always a really good one. Maybe quit a haircut that
yes.
you've been doing.
Yes.
Maybe you need to quit eating a certain thing.
Hey, whatever you... If you...
Quit listening to this show. Maybe you're just like, I'm too obsessed with Jimmy and Nath. I want to move on to Turi and Smallsy. Obviously, you'd be joking.
Maybe it's early in the year. Mm. You set a new resolution to get to the gym more. Maybe you need to quit doing that. You've had enough.
Yeah.
We'll support whatever it is you want to quit. We will support you.
We're going
to
back
you
in. We're going to back you in. Yeah. Whatever it is you need to quit. 131060 Australia. If you need to quit something here at Jimmy Nath's Quitting School, we're going to help you do it. Jamie, hello.
G'day,
Jamie. Welcome to Jimmy Nath's Quitting School. What can we help you with, sir?
Mate, I need to quit adulting. I've been trying this on for the last 23 years, and it still hasn't taken.
Yeah. Right.
From whether it's work or paying the bills or paying the taxes or I can't quit looking after the kids, but, you know.
Well, I mean, there are stories.
Off, that'd be good.
Yeah.
You could go to the shop to get milk and just never come back.
Or get cigarettes. Yeah. Go run marathons. Jamie, is there someone in your life who could, you know, adult for you?
Oh, well, I've tried outsourcing it a few times, but they don't seem to stick around.
Kids aren't old enough to do it for you yet, Jamie?
No. One of them's only 18, and she still reckons she's not an adult.
Oh, mate, legally she is.
Legally, you can kick her out.
So... Work harder, Jamie. Get her out. Right. Caitlin, hello.
Are we going to convince him to quit?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Jamie. Hey, Jamie.
Yep.
Quit. Cool. Caitlin, hello.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good. What do you need to quit, Caitlin?
I need to quit being nice to people.
Oh, yeah, it is. I think Nath suffers from a bit of this, Caitlin.
Mm. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm a boss at work and everyone takes advantage of me. My friends take advantage of me and I just need to stop being so nice and just saying no. I need to quit.
Jim, how should she do it?
Now, you just need to... Just stop caring.
I need to have a backbone.
Yeah,
I need
no, you
to
do.
Have a backbone.
No, I just, you've got to stop caring. Because, Kate, you know, at the moment, you're not putting yourself first.
Yeah,
and you know what?
Put yourself first.
You know, there's no point in you being the only one that's unhappy if everyone else is happy. So you need to put a bit of your own happiness first. Okay, Caitlin?
I love that advice.
Caitlin, let's do something. Let's do a little test here.
Role play.
Let's do a role play, right?
Okay. Yeah. I'm a drama teacher. Let's do it.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Caitlin, I haven't had a great day today. Didn't do my homework. And I just feel really bad.
Oh, tough tip, mate.
well
good,
done.
Good, Caitlin.
Very good. Hey, the quitting school's working.
It's working, mate.
Beck, welcome. Hi.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Oh, we're good, Beck. What do you need help quitting?
Oh, my God. Overspending on random stuff like clothes. I have so many clothes. No one understands.
Too many clothes.
Too many clothes. Too much spending. Is there any chance, Beck, you could, like, I don't know, hide your credit card?
I've tried. I've cancelled my card, but somehow new ones appears. I have to use
new ones. New ones.
Do you order new ones, Beck?
Yeah, I just got my order just today, this morning. I got happy.
Beck, is it online? Are you ordering stuff online?
Online, yeah.
And on your phone?
On my phone.
Yeah. Okay. Throw your phone out.
What about the laptop?
Throw your laptop out.
Throw it all out, Beck. Oh, she threw her phone out. There you go. See, another success.
Good. We're 3 for 3.
Another success. Gabby, what do you need to quit?
Hey, guys. I need to quit doom scrolling.
Oh, yes.
But, I mean, are you scrolling on our Instagram, Gabby?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, keep going. You'll be fine.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Nath, someone's been eating the yogurts in my house.
Someone's been eating in my bed.
Yes. Not the cold yogurts, not the hot yogurts. The medium temperature.
What kind of yogurt is it, Chobani?
It is. It is Chobani. It's actually
is it
Chobani.
Actually Chobani, yes, Chobani yogurt? Chobani. It's a favourite.
It is.
It's a favourite.
Oh, who doesn't love a little Chobani?
You know, I've heard a lot of rugby league players like Chobani.
Chobani!
It's good for protein.
For the guts.
All the athletes like Chobani.
Gut health, yes. Yeah. I tell you, if I had some Chobani here, I'd kiss it on both cheeks.
Oh, you would. Yeah, it'd be beautiful. So, I love my Chobani.
I love my Chobani. So you got these Chobani. They're the ones. I don't know if you've had them in the like the little like sachets.
Oh, the squeezy
tubes? Ones.
Yeah, like for children.
What
do you mean? You know when they say ages 3 and up?
Yeah. Well, I'm above 3.
So. Well, you certainly are.
By 31 years. I just thought you get, because I get the protein ones.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm back in the gym. And
honestly, I've noticed that.
No, thanks.
Well,
you
notice
I'm next to you when we're training at the gym. Oh, Jim's back.
Yeah, hey, buddy.
So we're getting them. Girlfriend's been getting them as well. So they're not just, you know, delicious. They're a fun snack.
Are we trying to get a sponsorship?
Chobani.
Yeah, I think so.
Chobani
yeah.
to sponsor.
Because while we're here, Yoplait, also great.
Oh, any of the yogurts. Yeah. Yogurts. How good's yogurt in the world?
How good's just like a good Greek yogurt?
How do you actually say yogurt?
Like that.
Yogurt. But is it yogurt or
no,
is it yogurt?
Actually, no, I actually did some research. It's just silent Y, so it's yogurt.
So, well, no, that would be, you're still saying it'd be hogget.
A hogget.
Hogget.
Hogget. Someone's been hogging it all.
Someone's been hogging all my hoggets.
Yeah.
So I've been getting these. I've been buying yogurts. My girlfriend's been buying yogurts. And unfortunately, I find myself at 34 years of age living with my girlfriend, one of my best friends,
yep.
Josh, his brother, Ben, and Ben's partner, Minnie.
Yeah, it's a Brady bunch in your
house. It really is. Yeah. We've got two dogs. Yep. We've got Baxter and Chippy.
You've also got those windows where everyone pokes their heads out at the same time.
Here's a girl story. A better boy named Jimmy and some Josh and the dogs.
I don't think we do Brady Bunch gear, but anyway.
Yeah, yeah, here we are.
Yeah.
And then you've just got whoever Josh brings home. Well, that's amazing.
Oh, that's a rotating door, isn't it? It's a bloody advent calendar. What's behind this door? Yeah.
The other day I'm sitting on the couch. He brings one home and then he goes, oh, I'm tired. Can you entertain her?
Tag, you're it.
You're it. So there's a lot of people in my house.
Sure.
But the yogurts, mate, the yogurts are going
so
missing.
So someone's eating the yogurt.
Someone's eating the
and
yogurts.
And it's not you.
It's not me.
And it's not your partner,
it's
Charlotte.
Not Charlotte, no. And I did have my suspects.
Have you been writing your names on the yogurt?
No, I haven't been writing my name
well,
on the yogurt.
Well, that's your first mistake.
That's right. But I sat everyone down.
Oh, you did a team meeting. I went, generally, who took the minutes?
Chippy. He's a red cattle dog. He didn't do a good job. So I said, guys, the yogurts are going missing. Then they went, oh, sorry, mate, not us. And I went, okay. I did have my suspicions because Ben.
So they said but it's clearly them.
Well, so Ben's been having friends over, or sorry, colleagues, because he's a tradie.
Sure.
And they've been having lunch at ours because I've been working on a site nearby.
Yeah.
And
we got it's just con. Over the road. Isn't
just
it?
Over the road.
Yeah.
So they come home. So I'm like, maybe some of the colleagues might be having the yogurts.
Mm.
Minnie, his partner, has been going to the gym in the morning with friends. They come home after the gym.
Oh, and they probably
what
want
are
some
they?
Protein.
Protein yogurts.
What do you got in there?
So they were my two leading suspects. But then this morning, my roommate, Josh, one of our good friends, one of our really good friends, he was running late for work and he decided to drop Charlotte to work. And in the car, Charlotte was bemoaning because the yogurt's gone. Oh, geez.
So hang on. So your roommate's in the car with your girlfriend who's moaning. But, I think there's a bigger issue than the yogurt.
Mate,
I think we need to talk.
Mate, she's with Josh. She's definitely not moaning.
Yeah, let me out.
Help! So she's like, oh, bloody went to pack lunch again. I want my little yogurt snack, and it's not there. And then Josh just goes, yeah, because I've been eating it.
Oh, he's confessed.
He confessed.
There's an official confession.
He's like, well, he's been getting home late, you know, from all the potting. And
what's his fault? Do drive-through Maccas.
Opens the fridge, and he goes, that's a good little healthy option for me.
Oh, because he feels bad because he's had 50 beers.
Because he's drunk.
Yeah.
But he goes, I can't. Because he told me, New Year him. He used to just order Maccas, Hungry Jacks, whatever.
New Year him, now I'm going to steal.
Yes. So he's like, I want a healthy, and because it's protein, it fills him up.
Mm.
So Josh was the stealer of the yogurts. Mm-hmm. But what I want to do, Australia, 131060, who was your yogurt thief?
Who stole the yogurt?
Well, it may not have been yogurt, but I think when you live with people, someone's always going to take something.
So we're looking for share house stuff?
Share house stuff could be your wife.
Okay.
Could be your partner. No, could that's be true. Your kids.
The kids is a big one. We've had people call up and say they've been hiding the sweets from the kids.
Yes. So if you're under the same roof, or you have been under the same roof as someone, who was your yogurt thief? Mm-hmm. Who did you live with and what did they steal?
All right, 131060, Australia, jump on the phones right now. Who was your thief? It could be yogurt. I mean, great if it was yogurt. But, I mean, we're happy to expand it. 131060.
I feel like there's not a lot of yogurt.
What was stolen from your fridge? What was stolen?
Not your fridge. It could be maybe
your cupboard.
Toilet
what
paper.
What food was stolen?
No, I had a roommate who would steal my toilet paper. Would come into my room and steal my toilet paper.
That's weird.
While I was on the toilet.
Right from underneath me. 131060, jump on the phones. Who was your thief? What did they steal from you? Janice, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Janice, what was being stolen right under your nose?
Well, actually, I have to confess, I was the thief.
Janice, it wasn't...
and my husband.
It's not yogurt, is it, Janice?
No. Once the kids had gone to bed, we went into the fridge and found some chocolate, and we thought the kids won't know if we just have a few rows each.
Mm-hmm.
And in the morning we got sprung because my daughter had weighed it before she went to bed and weighed it first thing in the morning.
So it was your daughter's chocolate, Janice, definitely not your chocolate. Was it a family block?
It was a family block, but it was her chocolate that she'd gotten for Easter.
Oh, Janice.
And we just thought they wouldn't know. Yeah. Like she was 11.
She was 11 and she'd weighed it.
But she weighed it before she knew to the gram how much we'd eaten.
Did you come clean, Janice? Did you come clean about stealing?
Well, she knew it had to be either of us.
Should have gaslit her and said, no, you got up and slept.
She's like, I'm leaving home, man. This is bad.
Oh, at 11.
And you haven't seen her since. Eric, hello.
Hi, boys. How you doing?
We're good, Eric. What was stolen from right underneath your nose in the food department?
This sounds wrong and it's a crime. My dad keeps going after me pork crackle.
No. Oh, not that. See,
not the crackle.
Not the crackle. Not
the pork knuckle.
Because how often are you having pork crackle? It's quite rare, Eric, yes?
Oh, no, we usually get it like once a week.
Oh, gee, must be nice and Eric there as well. Once a week on the pork crackle. Gee whiz.
And how's your dad stealing it?
Oh, he gets it while I'm at work, mate. Like, I can't go there for 8 hours a day.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you confront him about it, Eric?
No, I can't.
Have you thought about quitting your job, Eric?
But you know what? For the first taste of pork crackle in 3 months, that'd be worth it, eh?
Yeah, do it. All right, well, quit your job tomorrow. Report back. See if he touches.
We were doing quitting earlier, but here we are again.
We just allow people to quit. Savannah, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What was stolen from you, Savannah?
So I was living with a housemate and his girlfriend would wait till I've washed my clothes, put them on the line and steal my undies.
To wear or to sniff?
To wear. I caught her wearing them probably twice.
Was she just wearing your undies and nothing else?
Yeah, she was wearing my underwear. I walked in, I come in home like early from work. And then I've walked in, she's just had an oversized t-shirt on and my undies on.
What, did you say anything?
No, I just acted like I didn't see her. That's a bit too awkward. But then I just found out lots was going missing off the line. It was a bit weird.
Yeah, well, I mean,
did you say you never said anything?
The undies is a big one.
No, I moved out. That was a bit too full on for me.
Yeah, true. And you never brought up the undies?
No, well, I did to him and he had a laugh about it, but, like, I didn't really want to put her on the spot and make her feel uncomfortable. Maybe she was running low.
Make her feel uncomfortable? She stole your undies.
Yeah, and unless they were very uncomfortable undies. Like, were they nice ones? Were they, like, a lacy number?
No, I only wear nice undies. It was a bit odd. I just didn't know how to confront the situation.
Thanks. Give her a massive wedgie. That's how.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast. It's only the good stuff.